hen on a nest of eggs is called a...
setting hen.
Okay, did you ever try to fool a hen, or did anybody on the place try to fool a hen? Did I get her to start to lay for something like this?
Oh, yes, an artificial egg. They use a China egg.
China egg?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And the place where they kept the chickens?
The coop.
And in eating chicken, you come across a bone like that, full of...
Wishbone.
Wishbone. Do you have names for the larger part and the smaller part? Did you ever hear boy bone?
No, wishbone's the only thing I ever...
Now, in eating, perhaps the Negroes in your place did, in eating the liver, the lungs, the heart...
Giblets.
The giblets?
That's what they call it.
They call a haslet.
Haslet, that's a hog. That's the liver of a hog. Is it called a haslet? We used.
And how about the intestines of the hog?
Chitlins.
Right.
And a cow's stomach is what? What is it? And a tripe.
Tripe
is what it is. Yes.
And do you ever hear farmers make calls? They call to different kinds of animals. How do you call a cow to come feed? These cows sound familiar. These calls.
Well, of course, to a chicken or anything like that, you cluck.
Sue boss.
I guess here boss. Bossy, bossy maybe.
Mm-hmm. And pigs, you ever hear anybody call a pig? Pigoo?
Yeah.
Any of those terms come to mind?
Yes, that pigoo does. And we never did have many pigs, but...
Mm-hmm. And to get horses to move on, you say...
Get up, usually. G and H to start and stop, I think, a lot of times, that's it.
Okay. And if you want to get a horse ready to go someplace, some member of the family would have to...
Hitch the horse.
Okay.
Hitch it up.
Would you ever say...
To the buggy.
Harness?
Harness it, yes. But mostly they say hitch it.
And you mentioned the two things that you held...
Reins.
All right. Would you use reins if you had a cart as well as horseback riding?
No, it's a bridle.
Okay. And the thing you put your feet in?
Stirrup.
And in a team of horses, the one that on the right would be called, do you remember that? One was dominant.
Lead horse.
All right. And if something in the country is, you're in town, you might say, the library is just a little
way.
All right. And if, on the other hand, it's something that's much farther.
Farther.
It's far.
A little more distant or something you'd use.
Did you happen to say it's a far piece?
Far piece? They do say that, yes.
Okay.